Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Some games are, there's going to be a shootout. Man, our defense, I thought they fought well, played, but they were on fire too. You know, sometimes guys just get really hot, but we have to, you know, some games we have to be really hot as well. It's almost like you play against a team who shoots a lot of threes. You know, if you play in a basketball game, if a guy's hot on threes, you know, sometimes you try to panic and go play the same type of, you live by the three, you die by the three, but sometimes you can make up a lot of points just by laying it up. And I think our layups were, and we run the ball and run the clock down, but they were scoring quickly, so we felt like we were going to have to score a lot of points, and we felt like we were capable of. I mean, we put up 500 yards of offense, but we just didn't finish the way we wanted to finish yesterday. What happens if it's cover two? I take the middle of the field. AJ Hawk's a little bit deeper. I'm flattening it, but I had to flatten it more because if I don't flatten as much as I did, then it's an interception with 21 breaking on the ball. So I had to make sure I cut the defender off. Although I would like to be a little deeper in the end zone, when I'm breaking in there, I will break it higher usually, but with him breaking on the ball, I have to make sure I protect the throw. So, you know, with trying to protect the throw and trying to get in the end zone, you know, it was a combination of things. I would like to be deeper in the end zone if I could, but it was just a judgment call, because if I run a little bit skinnier, he runs right between me and Jay, and he picks the ball off. So just trying to protect the throw, and felt like I stuck the ball across right away. But, you know, I mean, it's over with now. No, next time, you know, I'll try to get at least 7 inches closer to the end zone. Well, a lot of it was just being brutally honest with myself, looking at the tape. Last year, I tore my MCL and I separated my shoulder in the first 3 weeks of the game. So I played most of the year with torn MCL and a separated shoulder. So I was banged up the whole year. So I think overall it was just, you know, just looking at the offense and what's expected of me in the offense, what Jay wants, not what I want to do. You know, what I want to do at work really doesn't matter. That's why I try to have my own personal time when I first get here in the mornings. So I try to do everything that they want from me, the coaches. And I got with Forte. We did a lot of running on the hill, more explosive stuff like that. I always felt explosive, and I always felt strong and kind of beastly on the field. But I think right now it's just really getting a taste of success. I've been in the league for a couple of 7 years, 4 years I was a backup. Everybody judged me on my production as a backup tight end, which I never really understood about that. It's like, oh, he wasn't productive in Dallas, 30 catches as a backup tight end. I mean, that's pretty productive for a backup tight end. So, and then my first year ever being a starter was in New York. And then in last year, I felt like I was starting to find my own groove. And this year, I feel like guys have to plan for me. You know, I felt like I was game planning for guys at first, and nobody was really worried about me. But now I feel like guys have to account for me because of the way I go about my game and the way the things I learned throughout the journey of my career, whether it's from Jason Witten, Terrell Owens, Patrick Creighton, Tony Romo, Marion Barber, Eli Manning, Keem Nicks. There's so many people I ran, Mike Pope. There's so many guys I ran through the course of the career that I was able to take all the information that was given to me and put those into action. And when I got here with Jay Tressman, Mike Groh, Andy Bischoff, Mike Clark in the weight room, everybody. So it's just been a combination of just putting everything together. I feel like we're growing. I think we're on pace to be where we want to be. I think there's a lot of new guys stepping up. Josh Morgan has been a great addition for us. Kadeem Carey had some nice runs yesterday. He's going to be keep Matt fresher for us throughout the whole season, because Matt takes a whole lot of the load of the offense goes through Matt. So just give him a breath here and there on a couple carries. Keep guys off him is going to be good. Our receivers are going to get going even more. You know, they've been banged up a little bit, so I'll be extremely happy when they're totally 100% healthy. I think Alshon's closer than Brandon is right now, but Brandon's been working very hard to get back on the field with us. And overall, I think the offensive line been doing well. Garza and Slauson's coming back, but Ola and Brian's been doing a great job. Everybody's been stepping up, and guys been making the most out of their chances. But I think we just, you know, the season's a marathon. You know, you don't want to start off sprinting and peaking too early. I think we were constantly going up. If we could eliminate the turnovers and seal and finish better, I think we'll be right where we want to be.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.